This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
PT Talker coming to you from the American Physical Therapy Association convention. This is Combined Sections out in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is February 11th. Jeff Worrell, I'll be your host today. Before we get started with our guest, I want to give a big shout out to our listener, Michelle, calling me, or you actually emailed me from Boise, Idaho. Michelle, thank you for that email, and I responded back, and hopefully you were satisfied with my answer. All right, let's get on to our guest. Joining me today is Pete Holmes. He is the VP of Sales for MedX Healthcare. You're a laser company. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me. Great to see you again.
You know, you and I have worked together for a long time. The reason I invited you on to our show today is so that we could talk a little bit about laser. Now, I know a lot of my clients are saying, you know, laser, it seems like it does very well. It seems like it's a valid modality. But the reimbursement seems to be a concern. So I want to talk a little bit about that. But let's start out with why people use laser. Then we'll get into some of the reimbursement issues.
That sounds great. Yeah, let's just go with the good news here first. And that is that over the last several years, certainly as more and more athletic trainers and physical therapists have been using laser as a modality, they discovered that it really does work. And that there's literature out there to support it. And even now, especially in the U.S., more and more testimony as people have been sharing their experiences with how laser works and the healing effect and the pain management effect that it really does bring to their patients.
Yeah. Now just to stop you there a little bit. Now, we have good, there is good medical data, good peer-reviewed research backing up the benefits of laser. Is that a given?
That's a given. Yeah, that's a given now. It has been in Europe and around the world for years and years. There's over 2,500 published papers, over 100 double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trials on light therapy or phototherapy, laser therapy, all the different terms. But in the U.S., as more and more case studies and as more and more testimonies have been built over the years, some of the pioneering work that we had to do, you know, back in the year 2000 and et cetera, we don't need to do anymore. People basically know that it works.
Okay. All right. And just a quick primer on laser in general. You use phototherapy, you use light therapy. I hear cold laser. Give me some quick definitions.
Yeah. The classic term from NALT, or the North American Association of Light Therapy, that's all of the laser companies that have come together and all the researchers, they've actually used the term phototherapy. And phototherapy is a physical modality that uses photons of light from the infrared or the red spectrum to produce at the cell level an effect that results in healing and pain modulation. And that's the classical definition of what cold laser and light therapy is.
Okay. And the typical diagnosis or indication of when we would use laser is?
You'd use it especially in any inflammatory type of condition. And most of us who have FDA approval have FDA approval for just that.
Okay. All right. So let's get on to then, if it's so good and there's so much research, so many good studies, why is it that reimbursement does not seem to be that good?
Yeah, that's a frustration. In fact, that would be the bad news. Initially, it actually had very good reimbursement, and there were infrared codes that are certainly appropriate, and even a laser code that was established by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. There have been insurance changes and et cetera, of course, their job is to lower the reimbursement to protect those that are insured and et cetera. Our job is to convince them that it's a modality that ought to have its own code.
So we are kind of at odds with each other, the insurance industry and the laser industry, but yet sales continue to rise. There continues to be more facilities who see the value of laser. How are they getting around this reimbursement CPT code issue?
Well, the first thing is that laser works, and it works in a wide variety of patients, really with whom they can't use some of their other modalities. And so because it continues to work, there are more and more clinics number one, are able to increase their patient population, which more than pays for the cost of most of the lasers that are out there on the market. The second thing is there are more rental options and there are cash reimbursements. I would say the primary thing is that the more the laser works and helps people heal, the more that they get patient referrals, and the patient talk about it has brought more and more people into clinics seeking it. And from a reimbursement standpoint, there is still some reimbursement too. It's not like there's zero. And so when you combine both the patient increase and the referral with some cash models, and in particular then the limited coding that you do get, it more than makes the return on investment worth having a laser in the office.
Yeah, what would a typical laser cost a clinic that wanted to get into laser, and what are some of the, let's talk about those models just a little bit.
Sure. Of course, it all depends on the type of features and et cetera that you get, but you can basically get into laser proper from anywhere from $2,200 up to $8,000, depending on the model that you want to buy. There are some that cost considerably more money. However, you know, I would caution your listeners just to look at features and benefits and really compare. We're talking about red and infrared light being delivered through basically gallium aluminum arsenide diodes, and most of us that have a class 3 clearance, that's what we use. And since we use a semiconductor, there's, you know, just small differences between them. They can be significant in terms of your treatment, but anywhere from 2 to 8,000, let's say, up to 14 if you really wanted to spend that much money on one.
But probably not necessary. Maybe in that $5,000 range would be more typical?
Yeah, $5,000 would probably be actually a more typical price. And it also depends on what type of treatments that you do predominantly. And so it's just best to speak to, you know, the distributor, whoever you deal with on a regular basis to get a comparison.
Okay. All right. Now, so someone that might be considering getting into laser, I know your company has just created a some type of partnership with one of the modality manufacturers out there where you can maybe go backwards and retrofit. Can you tell us a little bit about that for someone out there that might be interested in that?
Yeah, definitely. One of the reimbursement issues has been, of course, the low reimbursement that you get on laser, and yet people want to use it. There are a couple of companies out there that have multi-modality machines so that you're able to use, for instance, ultrasound or e-stim as your return on investment model for the machine you buy, but you can plug in a laser and then have that good therapy there too. So we have partnered with Richmar, and we have a strategic alliance with them. They're well known for quality ultrasound and electrical stimulation machines at a very quality price. And we have now retrofitted our cold laser product, the laser-only product, which comes at 200 milliwatts. And it's able to take almost any Richmar sound or stim machine that's up to 10 years old. And then including all the new ones, and we can retrofit our product to plug right into it. So now you'll have a machine that's probably already paid off and have a very easy way to get into the laser market and provide this therapy that people have been needing at a price point that they've never had before.
Hmm. And what would that price point be?
Well, again, you'd have to speak probably to your distributor and those, but it would certainly be at the low end of the market, well below the $5,000 mark.
Okay.
And it would provide 200 milliwatts of power to them, which is very, very ample, with a warranty that is the best in the industry from Richmar and all of the great service and support that you get from Richmar and MedX.
So it sounds like there's several versions, several ways to get laser into your clinic. Give me some indications now. What are some of the best things that laser is good to use for?
If you have any acute inflammatory condition that walks into your office, including post-op, laser is ideal. Any type of itis, you know, especially if it's acute and inflammatory, you'll see immediate results, sometimes on the spot, but usually within a day. There'll be a drastic reduction in swelling, in heat, in pain, and an accumulative effect if you have someone in a protocol.
Okay. And can you tell us how that works? What's actually going on there?
Yeah, what makes light and laser or phototherapy, as we've defined it here this morning, unique is that it actually works on the cell on the inside and goes out. And real quick, what it does is that nearly every human cell has a light receptor called a chromophore. And when red and infrared light come into the cell, the chromophore takes that light energy and it converts it into chemical energy, largely the raising of ATP production. That ATP production, which kicks off Krebs cycle, then launches a cascade of events that happen at the cell and then invite microcirculation in. When that microcirculation occurs, that's where we also get lots of good chemical goodies that are going to come in and out of the cell and produce also a healing effect with the release of serotonin and other stimulants from the central nervous system. So when you take the light off of the cell or off of the body, what's unique is that there's little islands of light that still exist in between the cells that still draw from the light and still convert that ATP. And there's an accumulative effect. It's what makes it unique amongst all the other modalities. Totally safe in almost any population, totally safe with electrical implants, with pins, with needles, with geriatrics. It doesn't interact with their drugs. It's an incredible modality to use.
And is there any other modality that they have in their clinic right now that is doing the same thing?
There are some that do similar type of effects, but they basically have to work on the outside in. So you shake the cell, you heat it to get it to do that. But when you remove the modality from the body, it will then stop the stimulus at the cell level, where the light actually penetrates inside and works from the inside out. It's what makes it so unique.
And thus the better results. And you're saying that you do see immediate results.
You can see immediate results, yeah. Of course, you know, the disclaimer would be depends on the patient and all of that kind of thing. But the more acute and inflammatory the condition, the more immediate the results. In a chronic case, what happens is you actually bring someone into the inflammatory phase. I call that the storm before the calm. So they might initially feel a little bit of inflammation, but that's a good thing since inflammation typically is the body's reaction to cause healing. So when they're chronic, you bring them in that quickly and then quickly through it so that they move on to the healing phase.
All right. And, you know, one of the things that I was just thinking about as you were saying that, we're always looking for immediate results, immediate response, but we obviously have to temper that it is a cumulative effect and the patient needs to understand that they may feel worse before they get better. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, that can definitely happen. Again, because it's accumulative, most of our protocols are 10 to 12 treatments. So it's every 2 or 3 days over a 3 or 4 week period. Again, you'll have some of the miracle things that happen, but I wouldn't claim it to be a miracle. It's a standard physical modality that is unique in the way that it works and does provide an accumulative healing effect. But let's be reasonable about it. It doesn't, you know, make people walk on water or, you know, it won't heal the blind.
Right. Now, how do you coach people who are using laser already as far as dose? It seems to me that's a common question that comes up. How many joules and all that kind of stuff? How do you know? For maybe some of our listeners that already have a unit.
Yeah, if you're treating atypical inflammatory conditions, we would recommend 8 to 10 joules of energy that you'd use with the laser. And then, of course, you're going to evaluate, you know, your patient the best. If they plateau, I would pulse the light and or raise the amount of the joules that you put into their body. But I wouldn't start too high, and I wouldn't start too low. So 10 joules seems to be a safe amount to start. You'll probably get a good reaction at that, and you may not have to increase it at all. You'll give them their 10 or 12 treatments, and they'll be good to go.
All right. Okay, we're out of time. We got to get out of here. And just for our listeners that might be wondering, what is that noise? We're in the exhibit hall in Las Vegas at the APTA Combined Sections meeting, and they are vacuuming with some big machine that sounds like a semi going through here. So, hey, Pete Holmes, Vice President of Sales for MedX Healthcare. Thank you for taking the time to join us today.
You're welcome. Thanks to all your listeners, too, and just wish you the best of luck.
No problem. And if you have any questions or want more information, all you need to do is contact me at feedback@pttalker.com. Remember that PT Talker is available on iTunes, and join us each and every week as we bring you a new expert or new information, new ideas for therapists. So this is Jeff Worrell signing off from the APTA Combined Sections in Las Vegas, Nevada. Wish you were here.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each month for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.